One measure would have required the state and abortion providers to inform women about a pill that can potentially reverse the early stages of a chemical abortion. Amy Mendoza says after starting the chemical abortion process, she changed her mind. She eventually found out about the reversal pill, but says she wishes she had known earlier.
I now have a healthy baby boy, and I am very thankful every single day that that option and that choice was there for me.
But there are very limited studies on the pill's efficacy, and it's not FDA approved. Many medical doctors called it junk science. Jackie Bilotti is a graduate student in biotechnology and also testified against it during the hearing.
You just don't give someone every single option for something that may or may not work. I don't think the state needs to start condoning giving medical information that's not proven medical information.
A separate measure that would have effectively made all abortions illegal failed, as did a bill that would have required new regulations for abortion clinics. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.